Hello, welcome to our second audio boo.
And we actually have a special guest. It's Lady Gaga live via MP3 cable.
Yes, and we're the only gay podcast coming to you from the GW Parkway.
Yeah.
At 8:30 in the morning.
We're probably not the only gay podcast that's playing Lady Gaga in their intro. Actually, I think every gay
one does. So welcome to us for that. Okay. So
thank you, Lady Gaga.
Thank you, Lady Gaga. So today, we're coming the day after the Shorts Party, which is the legendary monthly party, which is just, it's more than just wearing shorts, but it's also just wearing shorts.
Super fun.
Very fun.
Super uninhibited.
Yeah.
I mean, not in the way that, you know, Manhunt ads say uninhibited. More in a fun, lighthearted American Apparel uninhibited way.
Yeah, speaking of American Apparel, there were these girls that looked like they worked at American Apparel, and they wanted to make out with me. And
wanted to?
And I did, actually.
Yeah. Let's get it right.
So
how was that for you?
Well, you know, it was interesting. I think I was getting a little aroused just because of the wrong factor, like, this is wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and she kind of was, like, built like a little boy, so it was a little strange.
Well, did she know?
Yeah, no, and she was convinced that I was bisexual, and I was like, okay, whatever.
Well, you know, when you're immersed in that environment.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be really hard all the time because you have no gaydar at all. It's completely skewed.
No,
because
you work in American Apparel.
I see the same effect. It's the same problem with girls who go to study in Paris, abroad.
Yeah.
Same problem. They come back, they start going after gay guys because, you know, their perceptions are totally messed up. Someone's wearing a pink, sparkly LeMay headband, and that's completely normal.
Yeah.
They think that is a heterosexual symbol. It's really not.
Well, it is almost for a time. I think, like, the Jonas Brothers are really breaking down those barriers, and, yeah.
And also, you know who else? Kanye West.
Yes.
Speaking of pink LeMay headband, I think he would bring that back. I think if he did that, like, all of U Street would be rocking those headbands.
He's like the pink polo shirt for our time, you know? He's
Well, you know, he did an interview recently where he said he wanted to bring back the rainbow. He wanted to make the rainbow really cool. And not, I mean, like, not make it not gay, but just make it cool and gay. I know that was really weird. And I felt a little weird because I felt dirty because I don't really like Kanye. And
I think
feel
that's
like I'm
kind of awesome,
like
though, because it would make me feel better about being gay. Because then I would...
Kanye does.
Yeah, because I would go to work in my, like, rainbow-colored shirt, and I would just be like, what, you know, Kanye.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I can't really see. I don't know.
But then when the Walmart crowd starts wearing it, then it'll kind of, I'll want to return that whole thing.
Well, I mean, that's just the cycle of fashion, right?
Yeah.
It's like stuff just falls, like, you know, bounces. It's like Plinko.
Yeah.
It starts at the top, and it bounces down all the way to Walmart.
When do you think V-necks and suspenders and tight pants are coming to Walmart?
It's going to be difficult to say, but it will suck because I will have to get all new clothing.
I know. I'm just actually buying more V-necks and suspenders.
I know, me too. Because I've decided, why not?
You know, I mean, I look at all of my regular T-shirts and they just look so boring with the collar. Like, I feel Mormon. You know, it's coming up all the way. I feel like I should just cut them. Like, all of them.
Just cut V-necks.
I should just be like Britney and just like go crazy and cut my shirts.
Well, I think that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
But I think it ended up being, like, cutting your own
hair. Because
we've all had that experience, right?
Yeah, no, I've done that.
You know, after a while, you're like, why?
You get confident. Like, halfway through, you're like, wow, this is actually working out.
Yeah.
And then you nick yourself, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, and then you start to really realize, like, you know, my $60 a month on, you know, long haircut is really worth it.
You're putting an image forward, so I think, you know, it's important to be cognizant of that.
Yeah. You don't want a supercut situation with your clothing.
Supercuts.